37.
Oh, 37,
yeah.
Went beyond
the end of the park. Yeah. But we got up to Yotes Amar Aleph. You know, I never noticed that before, that it actually has the odd number of pages in the Yerushalmi. Mm-hmm. The Bible only has the even number of pages. Yeah. That's an interesting distinction. Improvement when they put out the Yerushalmi. This print of the Yerushalmi is relatively recent. It was put out in the mid-20s.
Really?
Yeah, you know, like the Vilna Shas has already been since the late 1800s, 1880s, I think. But this is the 1920s. Okay, we actually are up to line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. Because that's where I put my mark last night. But we'll start a little bit before that. We're going to start from Udakava Saw, which is the second word in on the fifth line down. Okay? Actually, let's start from the line above. Let's start even further above that. Let's start from the third line down. Rabuda Boy. Right at the dot.
That's what
you were saying. Okay, Rabbi asks, Kamada Tematamal, just like we said over there, Vikinesi Shto, Vikinesi Shto. So we dash and it says you provide warning to your wife, and either we dash in the fact that it says it twice, or we dash in the fact that it says S, but the bottom line is we dash in it. I feel, and what we dash in there is Afilu Miktas Ishto, even if she's not fully your wife yet, she's only betrothed to you, or she's a Shomer Siyavim waiting for you to be Abimer. So too, let's dash in Tachas Yisheich, and when it says under your husband, Afilu Miktas Yisheich, even if it's only partially your husband. Now, what does that mean if it's only partially your husband? So, as I started saying last night, the Or Sameach explains that let's say that even if not just the warning takes place when she's betrothed, but even if the seclusion takes place when she's betrothed, that should be sufficient to make her a sota. We don't bask in that way. We hold that it has to be that the seclusion occurs when she's already fully married. But how do we know that? Maybe Tachzi Sheikh should teach us even when they're betrothed. So says the Gemara, Hei Chavido. And it says more, no, you can't say that. Because how do you want to work it? What do you want to learn out of Tachzi Sheikh? You want to learn out Kine Lo Oda Russo, when you warn her when she's betrothed. Vikinso, and then you actually fully marry her, Vinistera, and then she's secluded. Then Mashko Soide Kinoyo. Then that's a classic case where we learn out from Vikinesi Shto that even though the Kinoy is before betrothal, since seclusion is after betrothal, even though the warning is before marriage, the Nisuin, nevertheless, since the seclusion is after the Nisuin, that's a valid form of Kinu and Sira. Similarly, Kinu Lavodu Shomer Es Yovam, if you gave her the warning when she was still Shomer Es Yovam, Vikinsa, then you married her, Benistra, and then she was secluded. That's also a classic case where Mashko Soy De Kinuyo, the warning you gave when she was a Shomer Es Yovam, works to make her forbidden, even after. When the seclusion occurs after the marriage takes full effect. Rather, you want to ask the following case. Kini lo avoda arusa. You provide her warning while she was still betrothed. And switch around the next two words. Finistera. And she was secluded while she was still betrothed. And only then, Vikinsa. Again, switching around those words. Only then you fully married her. Viyodaba. No matter what, we don't have to learn out from a basuk. If you marry her despite the fact that you knew that she was secluded, anyway, you commit an avera. You're not supposed to marry this woman. She's questionable. But they say b'ksuvasa. So she doesn't lose her ksuva because you have to divorce her, but she doesn't lose her ksuva. Vim lav, and if not, if you didn't know about it, Teitzei below Ksuvasa. So the marriage was under the mistaken impression that she had no problems about her, and there was a problem with her, so then she should get divorced without her Ksuva. So
they don't make a drink?
They know. That's the mother's point. In other words, Tachas Yishet is only a case where you married her fully, and afterwards she was questionable mizana. But if it preceded the marriage, so says Mar, You can't say that from the fact that this is Tachzi Sheikhin, which is part of your husband, partly your husband, because no matter what, in that case, either you'll have to divorce her. Because you don't know, maybe she fooled around. Right? But in that case, either you divorce her with a ksuva, if you knew, and married her anyway, which is not right on your part, or you divorce her without a ksuva. Right? But the whole point, if you didn't know about her ahead of time, when you married her, when you fully married her. But that's not like, since this preceded the actual marriage, preceding the suin, then the ksuva either is not required, or it's required because it's your fault, because you knew better. That's the whole point of sota, is where you have a marriage that's already intact. When there's a ksuva on the line, and of course the marriage is on the line, in which case now there the sota waters are given in order to ascertain what should happen next. But the Gemara's premise here is that where it preceded the full marriage, sota waters are not necessary. To me, it's not clear. I just told you, Pshat Kohen Der Samach, and it's not 100% clear to me, even though I think I've explained it accurately. But it's not 100% clear to me if that actually makes sense in the Gemara. But the Gemara's gist here is that the institution of Sota was given for a fully married woman. It wasn't given for a woman who's not yet fully married, and whose problems preceded the marriage itself. Okay, that's what I was trying to say. That's a dream pattern, yeah. Right. But even though she's already betrothed, that's not going to be married enough. That's what we're saying over here. Okay? Says the Gemara, Kinu Labala Umeis, there's a new case. Her husband gave her kinu, warning. And then he died. V'naflinei Yavam, and she fell in front of the Yavam. V'kinsa of the Yavam took her in. V'nistara. And then she had seclusion. Mashka Soide Kinuyo. So he can be give her to drink based on the kinuy of the dead husband, because he continues the dead husband's place. So the dead husband's kinuy carries over into her marriage, into his marriage. It's a very big chiddush. Lokinei lo ba'alo meis. What happens if her husband did not warn her? V'nafla, and he died. V'nafla, she fell in front of the Yavam. V'kinela, and he did kinui on her while she was still Yavama. V'loi speak luchnos, and he wasn't able to do yibum, achemes, before he died, the second brother. V'nafla ne'ochiv, and now she fell in front of a third brother. It's really a nachas tzvi type case, right? And of a third brother. Ain't a mashkel, so the third brother can't make her drink. Why? Shalonaflo elamachmas achiv arishon. The second brother doesn't count. It was this girl, because he never was miyabimer. This girl only fell to the third brother as a result of brother number one. So therefore, a kinui given by brother number two has no relevance to the marriage contracted via yibum by yavam number three. Okay, which makes sense. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tamati, we learned over there. Avol in kinu lo hayavam. But what happens if the yavam was mekani her while the second brother gave her warning while she was still a yavama? The kinsa, and then he taketid marry her. Umeis, and then the yavam died. The nafels leave near yavam, now she falls in front of the third brother. Vikansa, and he takes her in Venistera, and then she gets secluded. Mashko Sade Kinuyo, then since the second brother already had Yibum relationship, so then his Kinu is about Kinui and serves as warning by the third brother as well. Okay? Tamati, look over there. Ilonis, if a woman is Ilonis, meaning she's barren. Uskena, she's an old lady. Vishena, real lady, she's not suitable to give birth. Lo shoiso, all these women do not drink. Lo no tells ksuva, nor they get a ksuva, which is a fascinating concept. Says Marshanama, why is that? Because it says v'niksa v'nizra zera. It says if a woman is clean, she's purged and she's sown with seed. Haruya lazria, a woman who's suitable lazria zera, a woman who's suitable to have seed. She drinks the sota waters. which is not, does not drink. Hey, Sivu, they asked if it said that's the criterion, somebody who's really suitable to become pregnant. So then, Hare Amon LeKohen Gadol? What about Amon marrying Kohen Gadol? Hare realized Ria Zera, she could become pregnant. Why does she drink salty waters? Shani, there it's different. The Chsiv, it says, V'loichalel Zaro Bamov. He shouldn't, she can have kids, but they're going to be desecrated kids. So therefore, we're not going to allow her to drink the salty waters just so she can go and get kids who are going to be little chalolim, right? Says the Gemara, Tamtim, it's over there. Mamzer posel machil. I don't stand, says the Gemara. It's actually a question. Mamzer, you know, if a kid, this is the actual, we're just sending vomis, right? If a woman has a grandson, a little mamzerla, then he, this mamzerla allows, we did a blot and a half this morning. This.
I told you I did two today.
Did two today, okay. Try as I can to shake him, I can't do it. Tamatanina, Mamzer Posel Machel Ketan. Yeah, we learned so Mamzer, who's a grandson of a Kohen who married a Kohen who married regular Israelis, he allows her to eat truma, right? Because he's a vestige of that marriage, right? So out here, can you say amona kohen gadol? That's not a valid relationship in terms of sota. If the amona kohen gadol, just because her kids are chalolim, doesn't mean they're not her kids, and they can even allow a woman in certain circumstances to eat truma. Says Marai Rabbi Yitan Chumar, said there are different parameters. Tam, when it says v'zera ein lo, says by truma, that zera ein lo, mikomokom, check her out, any type of kid she has, that's enough for eat truma. But it says zera, without that concept of ein lo, which means check her out and find any type of zera, whether it's kosher or puzzle. But here it says zera without ein lo, which we take to mean ein lo, to check her out, and therefore we learn that she has to dafka kosher kids and not posel kids in order to be able to go drink the salted waters. And so a mother coin girl does not drink the salted waters because her kids are going to be zera posel. Okay? Amrei Yosef Rabun, Yosef Rabun says much more glatt svara, much more direct. He said, look it. Kluma mayim boim el latir lebeso. What's the point of these waters? Allow her to go back home. Well, this one, the zoo, it says Cambridge Nistro, but the which I can make work out, but the Shai Terizo changes it to Achelo Nistro. Before she became Nistro, Omer Lohote, we want him to get rid of this woman anyway. Now we're going to give him Sota waters in order to allow her to stay. That's ludicrous. So I'm one of the Kohen Gadol. We're not going to support this relationship by giving her Sota waters to drink, right? Okay, so therefore, that Amal Kohen Gadol doesn't drink salted water. Ve'eloshesos v'lonosos kufas. Found ones don't drink, but they don't get a kufa either. Umeres t'me'ani loch. A woman who says, I'm tame for you. V'shabola enim she t'me'ani, and enim came she's tame. Umeres t'me'ani shreis, the one who says, I'm not going to drink. V'oimer v'ma ba'ala enim ashka. And her husband says, I'm not going to give her to drink. V'shabola ba'ala b'derech, or one whose husband had a relationship was on the road. All those don't drink, but they don't get a ksuva because we don't know whose fault it is. Now, the following ones, notel ksuva v'lo shosa. These are the ones who get a ksuva and they don't drink. Mesu ba'lehem, achelo yishtu. No, I'm not sure if I actually punctuate that correctly. Yeah, I made a mistake. This last one, right to the parentheses, Shabala Bala Baderach. That, it should be read, Shabala Bala Baderach, Razim Elisha along the way. Then, Notel Ksuva Velosha, so she also gets a Ksuva, because it's his fault. He shouldn't have had relations with her on the way. Okay? Mesu Balei Nachlo Ishtu. Now, what if the husbands die before they drink? Beshamrim Notlos Ksuva, they get a Ksuva. Because they're prepared to drink, loshosos, even though of course they can't drink because the husband's not there anymore. But so loshosos, they don't drink, and since they don't drink, lo no, lo tzuva, they don't get a tzuva either. Am Rabbi Yosher said, "Sachli Rab Zir Mishem Al Shum Anshe Yerushalayim." Zir told me the men of Jerusalem, Shloshahem. There are three. Shem Bikshulim Chol Moichlehem. And if they want, if they ask for Mechila, we're Moichlehem. Veilein a Soita. Now, generally speaking, most of the Mefarshim learned that the Yerushalayim is not arguing the Bavli. And your Moichel is Soita, the Kinui, but not the Stira. After the stira, it's already too late. Before, after the kinui, you can be moichel the kinui. Uben sar more, parents can be moichel ben sar more if they don't want to see him killed. Bezakri Marainer, elder who rebelled against Beis Din, he also can be pardoned by Beis Din. What? Yeah, except. Yeah, he is, but they can be moichel k'tanu kana kama. The thing is that the Korban Adam and Moshe bring down the end of this price, so which is in the Bavli. If you take a look in the second line of Korban Adam, Zokimam Shabbosi, it's a Chaver Shabbadorom. When I came to my friends in the south, so Shnaim Hodoli, they conceded on two, but Zokimam Lohar Hodoli. They didn't concede on Zokimam basically kept being Moichel. Shlo Yirma Machlokos be Israel, so there should be Domini Machlokos and Klai Israel. So that's what you were trying to say. Okay. A woman who's nursing was pregnant or nursing from another man. In other words, he married a woman who's pregnant or nursing. That's forbidden. She can't marry until she finishes nursing, right? So muberes chaveru, umenekas chaveru, which is pregnant and nursing from his friend, lo shoisa, and he marries her, and then he does kin and steer her. So lo shoisa she can't drink. Velono tells suva she can't get a suva either, because it seems that she committed. She shouldn't have gotten married. Dira meir, chachorim and chachorim say not true. You can do it. Yochel afish, he just separates from her. Well, azir lachasman and takes her back after a time. He doesn't have to fully divorce her. So therefore, he can also cause her to drink salt waters. Ilonis who's Kena, a woman who's barren or an old woman, shen wheelie later because they cannot give birth. Lo shosa, as we learned before, she doesn't drink, nor does Ilonis lo skuva, does not get a skuva. Not true. Yochel lisa isha cheris. You can't fall. It could be that these women say, "Give us a ksuva," because you couldn't marry another woman and had kids. Don't blame us. Leave us here, both men, and have proofu with them. The shakal nashim oshosa, so no lono ksuva. Other women, either they drink or they lose their ksuva. They can't. They have no opportunities where it's either or. So I mean, where it's both. They either drink or they get the ksuva. You can't drink and get the ksuva. That doesn't work, either or. Okay. Says more, loisa adam uberes chaveru, a person should not marry his friend's pregnant wife, umeregas chaveru, and his friend's nursing wife. Minos, if he did marry them, all of a kosa voimer, concerning the pasuk, it says, al tasik gvul oilam, do not overstep the boundaries of the world that should govul yishrenim, which the elders made, v'stei yisrenim al tovo. They do not enter into the field of the orphans, seeing depriving the orphans of their mother, who supplies them with their milk. Okay, that's where you look out the prohibition for. Now, I saw an interesting thing, actually. The Tzinur Shlaim here on the side says that this is only on him, it seems here, because it says, Al tasig vul reacha, it's only on him, not on her. It says he should not transgress the boundary. Sounds like she's allowed to get married. Now, Nafkamina, this is interesting. He doesn't bring down any significant Nafkamina, any significant ramification, but the Shaila is David. Rav David Kalina has interesting tshuva. I don't know if he actually quotes this to Yushalmi, but I saw him one of the Yushalmi books quoted. Interesting tshuva. Rav David Kalina was probably the greatest Lithuanian posek or Belarusian. I think he was Kalina's in Belarus. Technically speaking, but he was one of the greatest poskim after the death of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in the first decade or two of the 20th century. So, last decade of the 19th, first and second generation of the 20th. So, Dovah Kalina Paskin, if a husband, an ex-husband, hires a nursemaid for the kid, they can both get remarried. Because it's a question of, we're not afraid, the issue is not the mother. The issue is the father's issue, right? So the father's iser can be taken care of if he actually designates somebody else to be the nursemaid. She should be concerned to nurse her kid. No, she's not mechuyevis to nurse her kid. She's mechuyevis when she's married to her husband to provide her husband with the service of nursing her kids. But she has no direct chiyuv to the kid. So therefore, as long as you take care of the husband's problem, her problem is resolved as well. Does that make sense? No? Did you hear what I just said?
I heard what you said. I'm trying to digest this. The main problem is you don't want her to get pregnant because of the milk.
Right, but if they hired a wet nurse, so what difference does it make?
Right.
Right.
Now that I understand.
Right.
But
who can hire the wet nurse? Who can hire the wet nurse? Which one hires the wet nurse?
Whoever has the money.
No. If the wife hires, it does no good. Because she might renege on the deal.
Yeah.
If the husband hires, then it's considered to be good. That's the...
That's what I don't... doesn't make sense.
No?
He's not going to renege on the deal, she will. She has the maternal instinct to...
But we're not concerned because she doesn't transgress the Isser. Tisimo is supposed to get around the Isser about Tasek
Vorecha.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm not making myself clear.
He should not get her pregnant.
What?
The Isser is on him not to get her pregnant again. Because... then the milk will dry.
No, I'm making myself unclear. I'm not attaching myself there. Not with the second husband hired a nursemaid. The first husband hired a nursemaid.
Yeah.
She's divorced.
Yeah.
So that when the first husband hired a nursemaid, that's when she can get remarried. Because the first husband no longer has a lien on her.
Right.
He has to make sure the kid gets fed, right? So if he hired a nursemaid, then the wife can get remarried, and he can get remarried as well. Because her iser, she doesn't have a specific iser. She just has to abide by the restrictions on him, right? As long as there's nobody to take her place. He has a specific iser. He'll take care of that iser by hiring somebody else. And then he can get remarried, okay? But he's not... It's the first husband who wants to get remarried, not the husband who's married to her now is paying for it.
I guess the problem I'm having with that old line of reasoning is that this Gemara you brought us in the beginning, it should have said, but if they hire a wet nurse, then you don't have to be Shabbos B'Noach. Or does it discuss anything like that, bring anything?
Yeah. Why is Shail's Dove only... That's a good question. Why are we talking about Mishamish Moch? I don't know. Any Mishamish Moch means she has the option of Mishamish Moch even if she has a wet nurse. All right. You don't like it.
Whatever.
It's not clear, but I figure it's an interesting perspective to say it's the only thing. Shiloh's dog. Lying there on the bottom shelf. Okay? The, says more. Ishmael, Rameir Koneis. Does Rameir. Did I actually get up there anymore? No? Oh, in any event, Anosimu Beres Chavero, Menekes Chavero, Yotzi Lo Yachzir Lo Mestir Rameir. He has to divorce her and never marry her again, Kol Rameir. It's amazing class. If he did it wrong, tough. Chacham say Yachul Afrish Lafsil Achzman. Separate her temporarily, take her back later on. Of Chol Roimer Meir Koneis. So Meir always find people in such a severe fashion. The Shmini Min Ado. So not from here. Ketana Shacholta says if a minor girl did Chalitza, Tachlis B'Shit Tagdil. Technically it's good, but she should do Chalitza again when she grows up. It has to be an adult boy, it can be a minor girl. Being Lo Chotza, Chalitza, she didn't do it again when she grew up. Chalitza Sakshir, the Chalitza's Kosher. Ramona Marlo Astab. Ramona says, how is attribution? Yitzhak Braid Rav Chia Ruva B'Shem Rabbi Yechlan said, Dry Meir, it's going to cry Meir. Ramir Omar Meir said, Ein Chotza Meimi Amesa Ktano. One cannot do Chalitza, even on a Ktano. Shemoti Motze Alanus Kush might come out to be barren. Can he's Choshish to mute? He's afraid of minority cases. So, Tony, Minika Shemes Bala. Actually, that's the end of the Sugya. We're trying to show that our mayor was not Kones everywhere. Because here, if he wanted to be Kones, he would have said, the Chalitza when she was young was totally inappropriate, and Chalitza for sure has to be done again. Not just as a Chumrah, but has to be done Mikra Din. So therefore it must be that Rameir did not find the guy or the girl all the time, just in selected cases. Okay, that's why in this case, if the Shas Atchak, you can, you can rely on the fact that the chalitza was done, even though it was done by a ketana. Tani, we learned Meniko Shemes Bala. A Meniko's husband died. Lotina says she should not get remarried until 24 months have elapsed. Dinner and mayor. Rabbi Rashina Sokolish 18 is enough. Rabbi Nasimbi Yosim Rabbi Shaman Ramis Invarba Chodashim 24 months. Vesomrim Shmona Sokolish Basil says 18 months. Arshin Gamli Arshin Gamli says Inkidimaras Invarba Chodash. If you according to Bill Jones, it's 24 months. It's actually not 24 months, it's 21 months. Because it takes 3 months for the milk to go away. So if she's pregnant at 21 months, she can still, that's okay. Again, Inki Divrei Omer, if it's going to Bill Jones, Simbar Chodosha, Chodosh Muteras, we now say that she can ask him, Lacha Simbar Echod Chodosh, after 21 months. So after 15 months, because the milk is not uprooted from the breast, 3 months. So there was just 3 months grace period.
By the way,
they
just said before the reason why she can't get married is the husband's dead, and he was the one that would provide the nursemaid. The wet nurse. So if he's not there anymore, he can't provide the
wet nurse. Where does it say here that he died, though?
Isn't that what it said?
The,
he died.
It could be a case of divorce over here. You see anything about death?
Meniko Shemes Bala.
Is that Shemes?
Tommy.
But you're right, it's there. It's beginning of the Brisa. I stand corrected. You're right, it's there. Okay, very good. Rav Yaakov Baracha Amar, Rav Yaakov said, "Akai v'shos Rav Shimon Lokish, Akai v'shos Rav Shimon Lokish, for he learned he paskin lay a sim v'achdash to 24 months." On the other, Rav Yirmiya Akavya, Shol Reichina, sorry, some sort of typo there. Maybe it's just Rav Yirmiya, said Rav Yirmiya Akavya. Yirmiya said Reichina, for he lo, oh, he also paskin a sim v'achdash to 24 months. Ma says more. What was it? Train Uvdinavu? Was it two separate stories? Chad says more, yeah. Chad b'shem erichinu, chad b'shem erichinu lakish. What do the erichinu, what was erichinu lakish? Right, mono horesh, mono sochosh, he paskin l'chula, only 18 months. The whole day paskin, wait, tzam, kol ho yom, he fasted the whole day, because he knew he was saying something controversial. I mean, Rabbi Mar Akiva, again, that funny name, Mar Ukva. Rabbi Mar Ukva, oh no, I skipped a word. Did I? No. Rabbi Mar Ukva, hurry. V'arbalei pasar arbalei etzim arba chadosha, 24 months, afil mei satinu. And even if the kid died, out of crib death, rachmana litzlan, after 2 months, but you have to, you're not allowed to get remarried for the full 24 months. You know why that? Why not? You're a lawyer. Why not? Because then if you let her remarry, so she might commit infanticide in order to get remarried.
She purposely killed the kid.
That's a, even the kid died accidentally, we don't let her get remarried until 24 months elapse. Be chumer, right? Says the Gemara, Moduch HaKohen Rebbe Lezer, Chon HaKetzid Rebbe Lezer, Shima Yolo Isha Ubanim. If he already had, the guy already had a wife and daughter, so even though another one of his wives is an islander, she shoyes of his notel skluva, the one which is the islander can also drink and take the ksuva. Hoyo isha banim, what if he had a son and daughter and they mesu and they died? Bekilos tir bechinkinis tir kfar niris lishtos. So then it's too late. She already was in on the track of drinking. She has to drink regardless. Loi Loisha Bunny, a man did not have a husband or a wife and children. The Nodulov and Kinli Stira, and they were born between Kin and Stira, but and his other wife was an islandess, right? Then Kfarnir Shloish Dos, she already was in a situation where she can't drink and therefore she doesn't drink later on. So if he has other kids, then his wife who's the islandess can drink anyway. If he doesn't have other kids, wife is down, he can't drink.
Well, we're not afraid that the islanders is going to purposely become a soldier so she can drink the water?
I guess not, because we have the chashash that she might lose her in life anyways, or deteriorate. So we're not afraid of that. So therefore, the whole criterion is whether he has other kids with which, or other wife and kids with which he's fulfilling his mitzvah, or he doesn't have other wife and kids with which he's fulfilling the mitzvah. Once he has other wife and kids, so then she can drink salted waters as well. Because he's not doing anything wrong in being married to her. Okay? This is a plug for two wives. Okay? Says more further. Halacha Daled. Ashes Kohen. It depends with there had to be the second wife and kids at the time of the kinui. Ages Kohen, Shoiso Muteris Tabala. The wife of Kohen could drink the soda waters and be permitted to her husband. Why would I think she's not permitted to her husband? Because maybe she was Tohar from seduction, but maybe she was raped. And the wife of Kohen is also if she's raped, right? So it says, more nevertheless, she drinks the water that she permits her husband. The question is why, then what do we deal with it? Ages Threes, the wife of a Threes, somebody who's castrated, she drinks as well. Aide call Rias Klu Makanim, all the Rias also can, you can make kinu with. You can say, don't seclude yourself with your uncle, with your aunt, or whichever one you want. Chutzei HaKotan, except for a child, Misha Eino Ish, you can't warn your wife not to be secluded with a child or with as somebody who's not a man, which is obviously an animal. Okay, you can't warn your wife not to do seclusion with an animal. Okay, you can, but she doesn't make her a soit if she does. Says about Lochen, if it had not said in this, it's actually a question, if it had not said the nation's going drinks, then what would we think? Man or mina? What we would say, Shasa v'lo bodku osa, Shasa v'lo bodku osa, Mayim tahora. What would we say that just because she drank and it didn't check her, the water's tahor? And he omers, who's toilola? Can't be, must be that if she survives, it's because she had a merit, right? What Yeah, let me just start from the... I don't know, I lost my track of my train of thought. Let me just start from the beginning more again. Loki Manor Army. What would you say if the... not from Mishnah. We say, Shas Lobotku Amayim Torosa. We would say that if she drinks and the waters don't check it, check her, she's tar, right? So isn't that obvious? In other words, it says, Eishas Koyin Shasim Muteris. So she drinks, she's a mutter. So it says more, isn't that obvious? She drinks. And the waters don't check her out, means she's tar. Of course she's a mutter to her husband, right? It's posh. It says more, Neo Mereskus Tolo. Now I might say that the reason why she survived, she's taka was mizan, she's taka also to her husband, the Kohen. So why is she left alive? Maybe she was alive. According to Village Holes, was Kusa's toilet law. And therefore that tells that despite that, you're allowed to remain married to her. Right? Says, Manichot command my schus toil of Eina Nikaris. And the Sadam Mishnah is a Kiddush, according to Village Holes, that the schus is toil leaves you dangling, but and it's not recognized. It's not recognizable by the naked eye. It's not recognizable by the naked eye. So therefore we say that our Mishnah is to tell us, since we don't know where the schus is toilet, then nonetheless you're allowed to marry her. But on command, Amara schus toilet, and he cares about the point of being it holds the schus toilet and it's recognizable. So that's the case, what's the Kiddush of our Mishnah? We know exactly when she can consort with her husband or not after the Sota waters, depending on whether she's has type A malady or type B type malady. If Soita, quite the opinion which holds that Chusus Toilo Vinikaris. I wanted to tell you, I saw in the Bavli today an interesting thing that there's a concept of Misnavna Derech Eborim. A woman who gradually deteriorates not through her stomach and her thigh, as it's depicted in Pasuk, but through her limbs. So I was thinking that maybe that's the Pshat Yerushalmi between Misnavna Nikeres, Misnavna Veina Nikeres. Misnavna Nikeres, no, that's Chus Toilo, is where she deteriorates in a normal way. I'm not sure which is which. I have no way of knowing. But it could be that's the difference between Misnavna Nikeres, Misnavna Veina Nikeres. I don't know which is which. But one of them is Misnavna Derech Evarim, through the limbs, and the other one is Misnavna Derech, Beten and Yerech, internal, right. Okay? Well, it's like a paralysis, and the other is internal convulsions. So that would be perhaps the way they knew the interchange, Nikar or not Nikar. That may be the case. Okay, so says who are... Again, Baran Kamanama Schus Nikaris, it's obvious. We can tell when she's told me or not, so therefore obviously if she's not told me, she's permitted. Says Marbi it's a Kenukhibutaba like this. Kshoshas when she drank, the law of mine both came us, the water doesn't check at all. Shlotama you shouldn't say they didn't check at all. Shlotama Hoyova and mine both came Banusa. You might say, well, the waters don't check out a fiance. And well, maybe they don't even check, and maybe they only check out. No, I read like a Rusa. I'm sorry. Perhaps the words only check out a girl if she was raped. They don't check out a girl if she's raped. Maybe they only check it out if she's seduced, if she did it willfully. And therefore, for Cohen, this check does no good, because Cohen needs to check not just for. Right, yes, it's a check also for rape. So it says more. Again, Shotamar Elvin and my book, Anusa, don't say since the words don't check on Anusa, that the words don't check on Anusa, Futa, and just when it was seduced, Anusa, and this one was a woman's rape. Manusa Shebukuna Kira, it says more, no. Manusa Shebukuna Kirachan Shebiswell. Just like an Anusa, I might say, right, Nanusa Kohen is like Rotom Yisrael, and therefore she's Osir. Vumke and Sarachmeim, that's the same with Teres Lebeisor. She's permitted to her house. Now, it's interesting the way Corbin Aid explains that. I would have thought that it means that she's mutter to us, because I say that the water's checked by a Kohen, also if his wife was raped, not just if his wife was seduced. But that's not what the Korban Eidah says. Korban Eidah actually says that really we're only checked for seduction. Why are we not afraid of rape? Because rape is not prevalent. And besides rape not being prevalent, seeming a bigger issue, as the carbonator says, because the kinui is based on the assumption she'll willfully seclude herself. So that's what the kinui is coming to look for, the willful seclusion, not for the rape seclusion. Okay? So we say that we assume that that's sufficient reason to anger. Says more further. Uminai chose the Shaonsi posting the Kuna Vashasish. Out of woman's rape, she can't marry a Kohen anymore. Maim Shrotzi Makab, she was raped while she was married. Because Maim Shrotzi, very strange Kabachomer. Maim Shrotzi Makalim, Shrotzi, creepy crawly things. They're more light. Yet, Osabam is Sinus Karatzon. If you did it unintentionally, just like doing it intentionally, Saita, which is more Chomer, which is more severe, Lokoshka makes a difference in intentionality, right? Tani, we learned. Rabbi Yaakov, Baridi, said, Kumar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yenison, Vaki Satis Tuma Tachas Yishech. If you inclined the way under your husband, the Chinit Mesi became Tomei. What does it mean you became Tomei? Prat Lonsin. This precludes a case of onus, right? That now, what does it mean precludes the case of onus? So it's interesting. Gil Efrain says, normally by Gilgul Shvua, you can put on her a whole bunch of other scenarios, not rape. She doesn't have to take upon herself the potential of rape. Okay, says Marach Mamina. How do you see that from the pasuk? I mean, it says. So it says, "Aki satis tuma ki satis tachsi sheikh." Right? We're talking about soto underneath an actual husband, right? So he says, "Ma tachsi sheikh loetzon," just like under your husband. In that case, it was, you know, this, you had desire for it because. It's not you had desire for it. It's the wrong word I'm looking at. It's the wrong word I'm using. It's up to your free will. Right? So we're checking something which under your husband would be free will, but here is not, right? I've kind of ratzon. So here we're talking about something which is le ratzon, which is willful. So what are we going to do, student? Yeah, right. Onsim. We're trying to say that the only thing you make her take a shvuah on is stuff which might have been willful. Meaning, with her consent, seduction. You don't make her take a shvuah on stuff which would be against her consent, which means, of course, onus. Bottom line is that Gilgul shvuah works only to a point. In Megagul, all sorts of forbidden relationships she might have been entered into willfully, but not forbidden relationships she would have entered to because she was pushed into it.
Well, if she's married to a Kohen, this hasn't been...
So that's what the carbonator said, that it's most, that's a rarity, so therefore we're not choshish for that, and we don't expect the Sota waters to check that. Right, Lion Chazaka. Okay? Says the Gemara, V'hiloni pasa, how do we know that she's also to her Kohen husband? Says, V'hiloni pasa, she wasn't seized. Hanit besamuteris. If she was seized, then she's muttered. A woman who's raped is muttered to Yisrael. V'yeslo tvusa b'Yisrael, v'yasura. There's a woman who's raped and muttered to Yisrael, but she's also to a Kohen. V'yasura, who's that? Zusha tchilasa b'rata. So we have a different case than the ones we just saw now. But the case where a guy started out with will, and then at the end he felt compelled. Zushet chilasa, interesting case. Zushet chilasa barotzon,
who's the one who's grabbed, who's seized, who's raped, and is still forbidden to her husband? A woman who began, you know, like you said, date rape. She began willfully, and then she decided, oh, I'm being raped. It's too late. The age of the Antus to be sown, to those who are not grabbed, be muteris, and she's permitted. Bezazu, who's that? Even though she ends up liking having relations with the rapist, you know, such a thing can be imagined, nevertheless she's permitted to her husband. She came from Yochan. Amalei, she said, Nastia was raped. Amalei, she said, V'lo arev loch basof, then she joined in the end. Amalei, she said, I don't stand you, Rabbi Yochanan. Boy, with this remark,
it's not politically correct.
I'm late. But she gave it back to him. He said, "If you meet Bo Adam, that's Bo Bitvach. If a person sticks his finger in honey, be now talk peeve and puts into his mouth, be Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippur. Shema ino ralo lo basof ino orev lo. At first, he's bad for it, feels guilty, but at the end, it feels good to him." So, but we go by the beginning. He's an onus. The kibla. Rabbi Yochanan accepted her svara. So we pass from tchilasa onus, sofa bratzon. It's like onus, and she's still permitted to her husband. Okay. Vaki sotis tachos yishay v'chinit meis. You, if you had, went away under your husband, and you became tameh. So then, who's this come to include? The rabbis Esha Sris comes to include even the wife of a Sris. He's also an Ish. Being an Ish Bachus Shkovto. The more explains we learn out from. Wearing on the rabbis is Sris, not like a Shisabrad. Eating an Ish Bachus Shkovto, rabbis is a Sris. So Shkovto, he's lying, so a Sris can also lie. However, it says in the Pasuk Shkavto, which means lying with, that excludes Chutzin HaKotin Misha'eno Ish. A Kotin is less than 9 years old. He doesn't lie with a woman. A person who's not a person. An animal is not a man, also. It's the same thing. Okay? Veil Shabasin Makanalem. By the way, the Babli, as long as the question about can be Makani to an Akum and other things, but it's not here in the Ushami. Beilish are based in Makani. These are ones where base themselves provides the warning. Mishni is Charish Ba'alov, for us became a death mute. Oshin Ishtata went insane. Oshin Choshin Sermon is or is in jail. Lulash Gosambu, when Basin gives warning, they can't make her drink waters. El Posim Iksuvasa, they make her lose a Ksuva. Even to give it to drink, she eats it. Balabi says, "Sri Mishkena, how to when her husband comes out of jail, he'll give her to drink." So it says what the Balabi learns is out from Ish Ish, but here we learn of a juxtaposition of Bnei Yisrael v'kinei. It says Bnei Yisrael can provide warning. What do you mean Bnei Yisrael? Who's Bnei Yisrael? The basin can provide warning. Yashkena, why that can't she drink under these circumstances? Xeris Kosovo. Xeris Kosovo via Ishasi Kolokoi. A man brings his wife. And now the Gemara just repeats once he said via Ishasi to repeat the Gemara from the Impact, even though it's totally superfluous here. Vloikani law, this is actually the beginning of the Parakin meant from Vloikani law, if a person is not his wife's, if this is not the situation of marriage, you know, vis-a-vis the situation of marriage, so it shouldn't be Yikani law. This is talking about, at the beginning of paragraph, it's really not relevant here, at the beginning of paragraph, it's talking about Rusa. So it said there, she can't, so how can you do Kivit? The steward doesn't count, she's Rusa, how come Kini starts? So Torah Amar v'kines ishto says it twice, or it says the word s, afina mixas ishto, even if she's partially the wife. Totally not relevant to our discussion, but once we started quoting the discussion, being in the paragraph, we discussed that as well. But in any event, since they're married, basically do kinui. And now on to a different issue. Bias psulim. Benign she posels. How do we know that if somebody rapes a woman and he's a posel, she's posel lakuna? Says Marmarik and wait to that. Im beishes he should talk about eishes he shchamuri, of course. Right? That's a, we learned kabachomer from shrotzim before. If shrotzim posel, make a man, make a person tame, ben bonus ben brotzon, so too certainly eishes he becomes tame ben bonus ben brotzon. Im ba mora koin go, if talk about mora koin go, faxi we already had. Now it says it's supposed to begin on the front, picks it up, it should be loy chalel zaro, right? Not this pasuk here, but rather he doesn't desecrate, shouldn't desecrate his kids, but if he does desecrate his kids, so he's part their part, kids are pasuk, and kavachomer's wife. But, so, rather we learn out from the two of these. Atzara shavish, when the common denominator is, eshazara pasuk be also poselos. If a guy is pasuk, if a guy's kids are apostle, he apostles. Miyam Shaz in the Bavli a few days ago. If Shane's our apostle, and if his kids don't apostle, and be also apostles. His beard doesn't apostle either. And we're going to explain in a minute. Then, and these are the people who apostle. B'nei Ben Teish Shoshan V'Yamechav, he's 9 years old, and he is a Ger Amoni, a Ger from Amon, Moav, Edomi, Mitri, Eved, Mamzer, Cholo, Nasin, Kusi, the guy, Shabo Baska Koin, which have relations with Bas Koin, she's no good. Or Abbas Levi, Abbas Yisrael, Postal Minakun, they're all Postal Kun as a result. Rabbi Yosef Minakosha is our apostle, only if his kids are apostle, be also post sellers, then it's be apostles. Koshain's our apostle, Adam's kids are apostle, ain't be also post sellers, it's be as apostle. And we send the Baal the Yvomis that he's talking about Mitzvah Shani. Second generation Egyptian says his kids are not apostle because they didn't marry Jewish women, so too he does apostle Kohanis. And Shigamil Mer Koshat Mutzer Rebita Mutzer Bam Noso. A time his daughter would be Mutzer, which is talking about a Geramoni or Moavi, whose sons are always awesome, but his daughters are Mutzer. And Mutzer Bam Noso, so Kohen can marry his widow. Koshan Mutzer Rebita, if that's not a case, not the case, and Mutzer Bam Noso, you can't marry his widow. Okay. New parak. Kishem shamayim bokim osa, kach amayim bokim osa. Just like waters check here, so too waters check in. Shemit says, ubo, ubo. Now, there are two ways of understanding that drasha, either from the extra, either from the extra word, or from the extra vav. The one is going to discuss that. Kishem shim nasula bow, just like she's lost to the husband. She's also to the rapist as well, seducer. Shema nitma nitma, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Says nitma twice, one for the husband, one for the adulterer. Meshur shusha kachi dersha vishai ben akatsof. So the katz used to dash that way. Rabbi Meshnei pomi amurim v'parsha. In nitma it says twice, in nitma echel abal v'echel abal. One for the husband, one for the adulterer. Oh, yeah.
Innocent, and he dies from...
Oh, we're going to have a whole detail. It's not in the Bavli, but it's all in the Yerushalmi here. None of this is the Bavli. Yeah. Okay. No. It happened. That's a whole discussion on Chof Aleph from now. Okay. On it today, we learned... On it...
Football, if the coach has to
replay,
and if he's wrong, he loses the
timeout. We'll be in a minute. On it today, Bo. We learn the bo, and Amish says bo, it doesn't say it, and Amish says ubo. And sure, those who say bo, he's tiny, uvo, and there's some who say uvo. Madamar, now here the order should be reversed according to Gilan Ephraim. So Madamar, uvo, that's Rabbi Akiva, dashes the extra vavim. Madamar, bo, he doesn't dash the extra vavim, he dashes the extra word, that's Rabbi Shmuel, doesn't dash an extra vavim. Similarly, on that team, we learned that later on, also the Baal, also the Boel, because of Nitma, Nitma. He's tiny, tiny, Vinitma, Vinitma. Madamar, Vinitma, Vinitma. So Akiva dashes extra vav. Madamar, Nitma, Nitma. So Rabbi Shmuel dashes extra word, but not extra verbs. We're adding extra vavs. Tani, we learned, it says Uvo, Ba. So we dash, we rearrange the letters. We play word games. Bo, Uba. That's how we learned they're both also. Not like our Mishnah. Not an extra va, but instead of uvo uba, we learn it bo uba, in him and in her. And that's why they're both awesome, which is a cute chat. Uksiv Kane doesn't say that. Doesn't say the pasuk. Knunu, kai demar Rabbi Amishem, Rabbi Yochan. Gorin, you cut and paste. Take off a little bit here, put on a little bit there. Leader should cross this over to dash from the beginning to end. Rabbi Chena B'Shem Rabbi Yair said, I feel about to take it even do it in the middle of a word. Now the truth is, now we're going to do an example where you move a whole word. Yotzakhtu L'Hashem, you pour oil on the mincha. The Gemara dashes, I don't remember this is bothering at all. Yotzakhtu Shem and mincha, we take out the word oleo. And we make it Yotzakhtu Shem and mincha. You pour oil and mincha. And this way, by taking out the word oleo, which is would mean only this one, the rabbis is called menachos. We know all menachos require oil. It's a shocking drasha, because we just blatantly take out the word oleh when it's convenient for us. It's an amazing concept. Okay. Hama'orin, another way of darshaning this. Om Rabbi Tanchuma, who said, Minyan Hama'orin, very rare in Shas, Gematria. Hama'orin in Gematria is twice 248. The 248 limbs in a person. That means two people get punished by these bitter waters. Him and her. So, each Russia. So that's what it's equivalent on both sides. Kshem, let's just finish this statement, then we'll stop. Kshem, this is a quote from the first pair. Kshem, just like she's also to the Yavam. She's also to the brother, the adulterer. Actually, that's the end of the quote. We'll stop here. And the next part already is a new draw, new chiddush of this Gemara over here. We'll do see this on Monday. You know, I'll have to let you know on Monday. Is he going to be here on Monday? Did you ask Dov if he was going to be here? Oh, go after Marv, ask him. I have to let you know for.